This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane, here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and you can tune in next week for Kevin's discussion on cardiometabolic syndrome with Dr. Andrew Wong. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. You can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. That's myvillagegreen.com. You can also visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements and a wide variety of supplements from many manufacturers, including Pathways Products, which is Village Green's own brand. Now, today, our topic is going to be raw supplementation and the importance of probiotic strain diversity, but we will also talk about some other issues. We're talking with Rex Jones today, and he is with Garden of Life. So I think you're going to find a lot of interesting information. I'll start the show out with a few tips for holiday eating. We try to do this every year around the holidays, and it's a good reminder. Many of these things you may have thought of, some may be new. Exercising is very important. Try to exercise every day, even if you're going out for a brisk walk. It doesn't have to be major, but a brisk walk's a run if you do, bike ride if it's too cold, use the treadmill. Avoid eating no fat. Now, I have to repeat that because everybody's told to avoid fat. It's avoid eating no fat. Eating moderate amounts of fat during the holidays will satiate the appetite. It's satisfying, and it prevents overeating of carbohydrates. Don't skip meals. Hunger, most people cannot override hunger, and low blood sugar from hunger will definitely lead to overeating, even foods you're not interested in. Don't pass up favorite foods or deprive yourself. It's moderate consumption is the key. And don't tempt yourself by keeping trigger foods or comfort foods around the house. If you have to, put them in the garbage and put something, some garbage on top of it, so you won't be tempted to stray. Plan meals, keeping in mind the demands on their schedule. And also, don't go to a party starving. Before you leave home, eat something light or drink a protein shake. You could also have hummus, some nuts and seeds, some shrimp. Don't have fruit alone on an empty stomach or juice. What you want to do is get protein and fiber into your system. Have some hummus with carrots. It's very easy to do this. It can be a snack. It might be some Greek yogurt with a little bit of fruit. It doesn't have to be a large meal, but it will keep you from overeating when you get to the party. And when you go to the party, take a dish that's healthy. And make sure that dish has protein and vegetables in it. My favorite thing to take is shrimp. Everybody likes it. They're glad to have it. And I'm guaranteed that there is a simple protein available to eat. Don't station yourself near the buffet table. Don't stand near the food. Make a clear-cut decision to distance yourself. And watch the alcohol. It packs on calories, but it also weakens our will to avoid the foods that we shouldn't be eating. If you do find yourself feeling depressed, soothe your spirit with a massage, manicure, pedicure, or facial. Men can actually enjoy this too, you know. And when you shop, eat before you leave, and we tell people that all year round. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, set limits. Just allow yourself a bite or a small amount after you eat something healthy and substantial. So we've given you some ideas. I hope these are helpful. You don't try to lose weight over the holidays. Just hope to maintain your weight and eat small amounts at a time. Overeating almost always sets us on the wrong path. So hopefully you find that helpful. Now I want to introduce Rex Jones. He is our guest for the day. And as I said, we're going to talk about raw supplementation, the importance of probiotic strain diversity, and we'll have many other topics to go over as well. Rex Jones is an educator with Garden of Life, and he brings with him a lifelong passion for the natural foods industry and a very strong knowledge of herbals. He began his journey at the age of 15 by picking and identifying herbs in the wild with his mother, and he grew more serious about studying herbs as an adult. And he has worked in natural foods retail setting as a nutrition manager and herbalist. He leads classes, he's co-hosted a radio show, managed web content, and a variety of in-store and off-site health lectures. He's excited to share the Garden of Life mission, which is empowering extraordinary health. Welcome to the show, Rex.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on. I'm glad to be here. Excited.
Well, let's talk about what we mean by raw supplementation. Let's define that for our listeners.
Absolutely. So when we talk raw supplements, it's kind of like you said, it has to be described because Garden Life is the first company to come out with raw supplements, and what that means for us are supplements that are unadulterated, untreated, unheated, and have no binders and fillers. If you go to a regular shelf, you'll find some really good products out there, but if they're in tablet form, they've got to hold that tablet together with something, and those are usually filler ingredients or excipients. And then you've got to usually put some type of glaze, and then bringing those tablets together and pressing them together generates heat and friction that makes it very difficult to have probiotics, enzymes, and something we call cofactors. These are all things that help us utilize our nutrition, retain the nutrition on the cellular level, and in the case of probiotics, even create some extra nutrition and enzymes. So raw food supplements, to take raw food supplements, you don't have to be a raw foodist, but since so much of the food that we have in our modern times are processed, we are eating mostly processed foods and very little raw foods, where most of our ancestries, for everyone, has consumed some amount of raw foods in very pristine situations and soils to grow their fruits and veggies. So that's what we mean by raw food supplements. It means that there's maximum activity, minimal processing, and great availability for the body.
That's a good explanation. Repeat again what you're avoiding in raw foods. You said no heat, fillers, et cetera.
Right. So it's uncooked. So we're never above 115 degrees. Untreated. So we don't do anything weird chemically. And unadulterated. That means we don't put in the different fillers and binders and excipients and flowing agents into the raw products. We want them to be as close as we can to nature. So an apple is not going to have a binder and filler. An apple on a tree is not cooked, heated, treated, or adulterated. And we want it to come out with a line of supplements that you really meet the highest standards of some of the most strict health advocates, and that's raw foodists. So like I said, you don't have to be a raw foodist, but this would be ideal for raw foodists or for someone who wanted to get a pristine, intact nutrient that wasn't adulterated in any way.
I like the way you say that, pristine, and that it has maximum activity. Is it possible to have a tablet that meets these standards?
You can't do it with tableting only because there is heat and friction that makes it very difficult to keep probiotics stable. And there are certain micronutrients in our vitamins and in our other raw supplements that would not survive the tableting process.
Right.
So we want to capture everything that happens in the growing process and not lose it and just deliver that to the customer. And that's, we found a way to do that.
Well, that's excellent. What about the use of capsules?
And that's exactly what we use. So, you know, we do have some people that are raw foodists who are very, very strict. Some people will not eat an apple unless they can pick it off the tree or unless it falls naturally by the tree. So we've got such a wide variety of people and with different nutritional, you know, needs and preferences. But we use veggie caps. And some people actually open up those veggie caps and sprinkle the veggie cap in raw juices. Most people take the veggie cap, which is basically tree cellulose, and consume it with the raw nutrients inside. So, you know, if you're really, really strict, go ahead and open those up, drop them into your raw juices or your smoothies, and then you would have, you know, the ultimate. But, you know, in the case of tablets, you really don't have that option. And you would be taking in some of those non-food filler ingredients and glazes and waxes and so forth.
And also, individuals who use tablets can possibly not absorb much if they pass through. Some people don't break them down well. So there are a number of reasons that the capsules would be preferable. Tell us a little bit more about the kinds of products you have that meet these standards. Let's talk a little bit about the products.
Right. So our raw line encompasses everything from raw multivitamins, the, you know, raw fiber, which is the first, well, really the raw line, the first raw multivitamins, first raw fiber, which are raw fiber is actually a complete food, very, very rich in omega-3s, high in protein, and a variety of food sources from chia, flax, garbanzo, amaranth, quinoa, sesame, pumpkin, fibers from all of these rich sprouts, and they will all include enzymes and probiotics. So any of our raw products will have enzymes and probiotics, just like raw foods would have in a pristine garden. And we have raw protein, which is the first raw protein. It's raw, sprouted, USDA organic, non-GMO, vegan as well. And we have raw meal, which is the first meal replacement to feature whole food vitamins. That means no synthetic or isolated vitamins in a meal replacement. And this is the first and only meal replacement to achieve that. That's also vegan, raw, sprouted, USDA organic, gluten-free. All of these that we're talking about are all gluten-free as well. And we've got our raw, or I should say perfect food raw, which is basically a juice bar in the bottle. What we do is we juice our greens. We don't take wheatgrass and grind it up into a powder because we know that humans don't really have the enzymes to break down grass. So when you go to a wheatgrass bar, you get wheatgrass juice. They keep the grass. What we do is a raw juice powder, which means that we're using six times as much raw material to produce 1 pound of juice powder, where a lot of our competitors use a lot less. So it would be something like 25 to 33 pounds for us, as far as using like wheatgrass, barley grass, and oat to get 1 pound of juice powder, where a lot of our competitors are using 4 to 6 pounds of just ground up powder to get 1 pound of powder. And it's really not that bioavailable, at least the nutrients aren't. So that's the perfect food raw. And then we have our raw enzymes, which are complete foods in the sense that they have not only the enzymes, but the enzyme catalyst, which we all call vitamins. And we have overtime enzymes in the form of two shelf-stable probiotics that produce enzymes in between meals. With the raw enzymes, you've got actually the strongest enzyme formulas available right now and the broadest spectrum of enzymes available. So no matter what types of foods you're eating, you've got the right enzyme to break down that food. So you know, with enzymes, you've got different types of protein digesting enzymes and carbohydrate digesting enzymes. If you've got some type of issue with a food, particular carbohydrate per se, you would need the exact carbohydrate digesting enzyme for that particular carb. And so what we've done is made the broadest spectrum, highest potency, added two shelf-stable probiotics that work in between meals, and we have the nutrients along with the enzymes the way they would be in nature. And so that's our raw enzymes. And then lastly, raw probiotics. Probiotics are really the foundation of health in so many ways, and we're not getting enough of them. I mean, we can open that up with the probiotics, but, I mean, it's in all of our raw products, and so are enzymes. But probiotics put Garden of Life on the map. Our founder actually got his health back by finding a novel probiotic that allowed him to recover, to get his gut in a place that it would absorb nutrients.
Well, Rex, what I'd like to do is really focus on this in the next segment, because there's a lot to go over, and I like your introduction. And those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host, Dana Lake. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com. Or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And Kevin will be here next week at 10 a.m., Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and he will be discussing cardiometabolic syndrome with Dr. Andrew Wong. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. We've been having an interesting discussion with Rex Jones from Garden of Life. We're talking about raw supplementation and the importance of probiotic strain diversity. When he gave a nice description of raw, to summarize, it's no heat and friction in handling the products, the natural products, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, no binders, fillers, glazes, excipients. And so we get maximum activity and purity. We were talking about probiotics, and there's a lot that we need to learn. I think this field of probiotics, we can never learn enough on, and there's new information every day. So, Rex, let's carry on that discussion even further.
Sure. Well, right there in Bethesda, Maryland, I believe they have the Human Microbiome Project, which is kind of like the Human Genome Project, looking at bacteria and how bacteria affects our lives. And, you know, I think scientists say there's over 200,000 bacteria. Only 2,000 of them are known to be harmful, but there are hundreds, if not thousands, of them that are really good for us. And through modern, you know, technology and food technology and overprocessing, what they've said is that we have certain strains that are becoming extinct in humans. So I think we've kind of gone the wrong way, maybe with processing and being too germ phobic. We know that, you know, the overuse of antibiotics in livestock and in hospitals, maybe being overprescribed too many times, might be a major contributor to some of the superbugs that we see pop up. And probiotics are really, really emerging as the answer to this issue. It turns out that we need to be biodiverse and not really just eliminate bacteria. So when we're born, we get our first inoculation of good bacteria when we come through the birthing canal and we get breastfed by our moms. Our digestive tract is turned on for the very first time, and we get coated with, you know, tons and tons of good bacteria. By the way, good bacteria outnumber our cells 10 to 1. So there's more live cells of bacteria on a human being than there are actual regular cells. And so what Garden of Life wanted to do is to kind of dial back in time to when humans really consumed lots of foods with probiotics, and we had clean air, clean water, clean food, and food that wasn't challenging good bacteria. Right now, we've kind of got the opposite going on, so we have to supplement with good bacteria. Now, one of the most popular probiotic foods known is yogurt and kefir, fermented milk products. And what we looked at was a society, a Bulgarian society, that from the 700s consumed a liter and a half of what they called sour milk, kefir, and yogurt. And we came up with the concentration of Eastern European yogurt, Bulgarian yogurt, and kefir strains or kefir grains, which gave us a base of 30 different probiotics. So it turned out that from the 700s, the Bulgarians were consuming 30 different strains of good bacteria, getting over 100 billion live organisms almost every single day. And so much focus was on their group in the early 1900s that a gentleman named Eli Metchnikoff, the guy who actually coined the phrase probiotics, went there and lived with the Bulgarian people for 2 years. And his theory is that these probiotics, which he ended up calling the first one Lactobacillus bulgaricus after Bulgaria, but these probiotics were producing so many nutrients, so many beneficial compounds for the immune system, so many vitamins and so forth, and again, organic acids, that it was making it inhospitable for pathogens to pass through these people's guts. And at that time, they were the longest lived. They were living almost twice as long as most people in Europe at that time. So we found a really, really old strain of Bulgarian yogurt and Eastern European kefir, and we have that as our base. So with our raw probiotics, our base is going to be these 30 strains of good bacteria. Now, we have an everyday men and women's formula that we offer in raw probiotics. And to separate men and women's strains, we have modern clinically studied strains like Lactobacillus rhamnosus and Ruberi for women, which are clinically shown to support healthy urinary tract and vaginal health and so forth. And then for men, we have a strain, Lactobacillus fermentum, that supports the immune system under stress when you're under physical stress. So these are the raw probiotics that we have for men and women. Now, we also just came out with a new line of probiotics for more support for people that have, you know, occasional gastric distress. Now, before I move on, I want to kind of just give you an idea of raw probiotics and how special they are. If I were to ask, you know, just a researcher that is, you know, maybe into good bacteria, you know, what they think about them, or what are the issues and problems they have with them, two things would kind of pop up. One is, you know, we'd like to see some really good human clinical studies on some specific strains, because they know that not all strains are the same. And number two is the handling, delivery of these probiotics. And what Garden of Life has been able to do is acquire, with our new line of what we call our care line of probiotics, human clinically studied strains. That means there's third-party studies on these specific strains. And we've also managed the way that the probiotics are delivered to a store. And that's really, really important, because probiotics are susceptible, a lot of them are susceptible to the environment. And what we do is we pick up the probiotics in freezer trucks and take them to our dedicated facility, where they're actually formulated in temperature and humidity controlled environment. And we ship 2-day air on ice to the store. So this is to ensure that we don't have to put it on a hot truck and then take it to a contract manufacturer and then take it to a warehouse and then ship it off to a store where they later put it into a refrigerator. So we have what we call an alive promise. And that means 100% chain of custody, temperature and humidity controlled throughout the entire process, even until shipping. So that's the basic introduction with the raw probiotics.
That is fascinating. I don't think we can emphasize enough how desperately high those in Western cultures, how high their need is for taking in fermented foods, properly prepared probiotics. I think that some people are aware even that in the news is the use of fecal transplants when people are so ill. And the turnaround when this happens, very unusual treatment, but the turnaround is very quick. Somebody can be very ill, C. difficile, no response to usual medical treatments. And what interests me, Rex, is it's the traditional medical community that has caught on to this and has focused on it. What I've wondered is, have they tried hard enough to give the probiotics orally? I don't know that answer. I don't know if you're familiar with it either.
Well, you know, I live in Atlanta, and several years back, I worked at a store that wasn't that far from the CDC and Emory University, which is a great medical university. And it was actually quite reassuring to see some of the younger medical doctors come in and really have a handle on supplements, and they were using supplementation for themselves. And there were times when I would see people come in and the doctor had written them a prescription for an antibiotic or for a probiotic or some particular nutrient. And you're kind of right. It is catching on right now. I mean, there are researchers right now that are looking into replacing vaccines with probiotics. They believe that the science is there and that they just need to really keep working on it, and that probiotics could replace vaccines in some time here. So it is catching on. We're starting to see these commercials on TV. Companies that do regular over-the-counter are starting to sell probiotics. What we've done is really just focus in on, you know, the quality, bringing in human clinically studied strains, and honestly, strains that actually have not been available in the natural marketplace to date. So some really, really novel things. I'll point out one in particular. We have a product called Colon Care. It's one a day. There are 50 billion live organisms in the colon care. The colon care is designed to promote regular, healthy, comfortable bowel movements. It has clinically studied strains that have been shown to decrease colon transit time by up to 60% in just 2 weeks.
Well, so, that's significant.
Yes, yes. And while at the same time supporting the immune system, and we're talking a wide variety of different types of immune responses, relief of occasional gas, bloating, IBS, IBD, diarrhea, constipation, that would be what this product is for. And if you think about it, so many people have these issues. I mean, you know, and you're right about the fecal transplants. They tend to work really well, but so many people are stopped up, and they are dealing with the negative fecal enzymes, which actually wreak havoc in the body and cause some of the problems you were just listing off. In fact, there are about 38 different maladies that come out of just being constipated. So it's kind of like a downward spiral when that happens. You know, you've got, you know, constipation that could actually lead to too much pressure when trying to have a bowel movement, which could lead to hemorrhoids possibly, you know, and it just goes on and on and on. We could talk about just that one thing forever, but...
Well, we will. We will talk about some of this as we follow through in the next segment. You have been so thorough, and I know our listeners appreciate it. For those who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and this is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host, and we will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Rex Jones.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome, listeners. You're with the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with my colleague, Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next week for Kevin's discussion on cardiometabolic syndrome with Dr. Andrew Wong. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. Our subject today has been raw supplementation and the importance of probiotic strain diversity, and we've gotten in depth into this discussion of probiotics. We're talking with Rex Jones, and he's an educator with Garden of Life. So we've got a lot of good information and an expert that's very thorough in sharing his information. So Rex, let's keep the conversation going about probiotics and some of the uniquenesses in products and in strains.
Right. So, yeah, we talked about the Colon Care product, which I think is just something a lot of people could use, because I think something like two-thirds of Americans get constipated on a regular basis, and there are negative effects, obviously. You know, you don't feel so great, but there are internal negative effects. And also, you know, another issue is you know, when people on certain regimens, and especially women, they might need extra probiotic support. So we actually have raw probiotics vaginal care, which is a 38-strain probiotic formula. Now, strain diversity is a big deal, and, you know, as you've been talking about, you know, and stressing, because we're not eating the traditional foods, because we have challenges with things like genetically engineered foods and, you know, antibiotic use and maybe overconsumption of sugar and refined foods and so forth that all challenge probiotics. And we couple that with the fact that researchers are finding some amazing things about probiotics. They know that not all are the same. It's kind of like you could have two dogs, but they're both canine, but they have different characteristics. One might be a better hunting dog, and the other one might be a better protector. And so even though probiotics are generally going to be good for you, they don't all exert the same exact potential in the same way. So with the vaginal care, we found 8 clinically studied strains that support vaginal health and UTI, urinary tract health as well. And that's great, because this is the most amount of probiotic strains that have ever been in one formula. And generally, when you go to the shelf and you see a women's probiotic, you find just 2 strains. Those are 2 great strains that are clinically studied, but we have an additional 6 on top of that. We have the most clinically studied strain of Acidophilus, over 100 clinical papers, and the most clinically studied strain of Bifidobacteria with 10 clinical trials and actually 1 ongoing right now. So, you know, this is going to be ideal for a woman seeking additional support for vaginal health. It's 1 a day. It's 50 billion live organisms, 38 probiotic strains, clinically researched, you know, for vaginal and urinary tract health. So it's a great product, and I think even men could use it if they knew they had some type of, you know, fungal type of issue or challenge. It might even be great for men. Now, something I neglected to say about these 2 products, Colon Care and Vaginal Care, they both have an amazing enzyme blend. So with Colon Care, we have 17 digestive enzymes. For those people that have that occasional constipation and gas and bloating and so forth, we want to help them break down these compounds and undigested foods much better and allow the probiotics to do their job even more. And with the Vaginal Care product, we have cellulose, hemocellulose, which are 2 great enzymes that break down the inner and outer cell wall of yeast cells. And then we added lysozyme enzymes, which are just incredible at defending the body from pathogens, particularly cells. So great enzyme blends to support already unique probiotic formulas.
You're really thorough with it, and I do appreciate it. Let's talk a little bit about what else people can do so that the probiotics they take, the fermented foods they take, can thrive. I'm not sure people are aware of how vulnerable. I mean, I can think of antibiotics in the water supply, so that we're taking an antibiotic almost every day if we're using the typical water supply. And I know in my practice, I use a lot of biotin since biotin synthesis is one of the vulnerable areas when people take antibiotics. And without biotin, you get an overgrowth of the bad yeast, as we say to patients, to funguses. And biotin is protective. It's non-toxic. And we use quite a bit of it, anywhere from 5 to 20 milligrams. But give us some other pieces of information on what people can do to help their own probiotic growth and that microbiome.
Sure. Well, we call those things prebiotics. So just like we talked about, and you mentioned, you know, maybe like, you know, chlorine and all of these challenges, whether it's GMOs and antibiotics and such, we can also take in foods that proliferate good bacteria. So those are going to be good balanced fiber formulas. We have something we call raw fiber that has almost a 50-50 balance of soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. We have the greens formula, which I talked about with the concentration of, you know, I did talk about that, the cereal grass juice powder. When you're eating deep leafy green veggies, when you're getting the proper amount of fiber and the balance of fiber, and you're taking in fermented cultured foods, they're going to come with some of their own prebiotics. Basically, generally, a good healthy diet of unprocessed foods tends to feed into the good bacteria and keep them going. Because one of the questions people ask is, do I have to take this my whole life? I'm like, well, no, you don't. You can start to ferment kefir and make your own yogurt and take, you know, more chia and flax and maybe start making your own kombucha. There are other things that you can do to get there, but, you know, we have such a major deficit because of food processing and because of our environment that it probably makes sense to go ahead and supplement with them.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree. The supplementation, especially in Western cultures, I think it's very difficult because it's not just about us. It's about what our ancestors have done, what our grandparents and our parents did, and what kind of microbiome they passed on, and what kind of integrity our own guts have as a result of what we talk about on the show, epigenetics, the effect one generation has on multiple subsequent generations. So I find it incredibly difficult to think that we can do it all with diet. And I don't think we can do it all with supplements either. These fermented foods that you mentioned are hugely important. It's very easy to find out how to make them. There are lots of good sites. We also recommend the coconut yogurt or coconut kefir as for those who can't tolerate cow milk products. Rex, do you have any more tidbits for our listeners as we're talking about being good to the GI and digestive tract?
Well, we know that two-thirds of our immune system, nervous system is in our gut. Stress in general is going to have a negative effect, and we've even heard that free radicals are created by stress, and the probiotics are definitely affected by that. And so, you know, actually being in a good mood, treating yourself right, and paying attention to your whole body as a complete unit is going to have an effect. You know, so they have definitely found that there's a gut-brain link, and they even call the gut the second brain. So there is a connection to all types of emotional and hormonal, imbalances with probiotics. So I would tell people to really pay attention to their entire lifestyle, get out, be active, try to eat foods that are not processed. If you're new to this, you know, the raw line of supplements is a great way to start with supplements that are 100% food. All of those are going to have some enzymes and probiotics. Now, if you take our raw protein, for example, you're going to get enzymes and probiotics because raw protein has enzymes and probiotics in nature, but you're constantly introducing good bacteria and enzymes when you use any of the Garden Life raw products. And like you said, you know, you can educate yourself on how to start making the yogurt and the kefir And pretty soon you'll find that shopping at the health food store becomes less expensive, and you get to try new different things and find out what you like, because you've expanded that lifestyle aspect of it. And so people that have been doing this for a long time don't pay a lot of money at health food stores, in my opinion. It's when you don't really have that initial education to kind of incorporate all of that information into your lifestyle that it seems like it's overwhelming. So I would say get educated, treat yourself well. Raw supplementation, I'll be honest, it's the cleanest that's available right now. We happen to be the leaders in raw supplementation, no binders and fillers and multivitamins, 100% whole food. And that's something that has been a long time coming in the industry. So it's a great time to get educated. We have a magazine that I know we have at Village Green from time to time called Extraordinary Health. And in that magazine, we have tips on lifestyle, exercise, food, recipes, and then we give you some education on our supplements, and then we have articles written by people that have overcome challenges in their lives. So it's a very good magazine.
Extraordinary Health is the title of the magazine?
Yes.
Extraordinary Health. Well, that's lots of good tips, and I'm glad you mentioned the bowel-brain connection. We always say anxious bowel, anxious brain, and vice versa. People cannot not stress this enough in understanding the connection. So thank you for bringing that up. And we are going to talk a little bit more in the next segment and give some more information. And I want to tell you, if you just joined us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day. And stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Rex Jones.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of 2010, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week you can tune in for Kevin's discussion on cardiometabolic syndrome with Dr. Andrew Wong. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and you can visit the site to hear previous radio shows. Our guest today has been Rex Jones, and we've had a really interesting conversation about raw supplementation, the importance of probiotic strain diversity, and other topics. We've had a lot of tidbits given to us, so I think you'll be able to go away from the show having learned quite a bit. And we discussed that what raw means is that the nutrients have not been exposed to heat and friction. They're uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, no fillers, binders, glazes, excipients. You're getting maximum activity, and this is what Garden of Life has as a specialty, the raw supplementation. So we were talking about probiotics, and we covered a lot of that, and let's expand it into some products that are important for specific needs. We started that discussion earlier on. Rex, let's talk about some of the special products.
Right, so we covered the colon care, and that's, like we said, the one that I think a lot of people would use because it helps with really healthy, regular, easy bowel movements. Also supports the immune system. And then there was the vaginal care, which is ideal for women that are seeking, you know, urinary tract health and vaginal health with 38 strains. Both of those formulas having enzyme blends that support both of the forms in great way. And then we have the last two formulas, which are kind of a copy. One is in a veggie cap at 100 billion, and that's called Ultimate Care. And then we have a powder, 400 billion, called 5-Day Max. Now, these particular probiotic blends, which are a 50-50 blend of the bifidobacteria and lactobacillus strains, are clinically studied to replenish the gut when you've had, like, serious challenges to the gut. And we call them, you know, digestive disruptions. And that could be anything from, you know, any type of cold therapy or exposure or major stress or any type of environmental issue that might wipe out your good bacteria. And what they found is that if you know that this is something that you do all the time, because some people were on regimens where they have to do this for 2 to 3 months for specific reasons, what they find is that if you do this alongside, that your gut flora remains pretty much exactly at the same level, whereas placebo, they have a very, very hard time recovering after that point. And that's even if they add the probiotics afterwards. There's definitely a boost if you add the probiotics afterwards, but nowhere near the balance that you would get if you were taking it at the same time. So Ultimate Care really is a whole food probiotic for adults seeking additional support when the body's defenses are compromised due to the overuse of medication, stress, and the environment. And it's clinically shown to do that. It also supports the occasional gastric GI distress that you would get from, like, IBS, IBD, and even the constipation and things that we talked about earlier. But this 100 billion potency was shown to be better at that level. And then you would have, you know, in some cases, people that maybe they didn't know about probiotics and don't know to take them at the same time, and they could have been on some type of co-therapy for months, and I've even heard people for years. And in those situations, you know, people start to have chemical sensitivities and allergies and sometimes skin issues because there's really no gut lining left. And it's really sad when that happens because that means that, you know, antagonistic proteins from whether it's dust, mold, viruses, bacteria, et cetera, they find it really easy to irritate the intestinal lining and then possibly even get into the bloodstream. So for that, we have what we call 5-Day Max. and 5-day max is 400 billion live organisms and several digestive enzymes, including DPP4, which you will see in a lot of gluten enzyme formulas. We know that a lot of these irritations might mimic gluten, and in some cases, people that maybe weren't gluten intolerant may have some of those same sensitivities. So we've got the DPP4 and organic inulin powder as a prebiotic, and we have organic banana powder as well. And banana has this bioflavonoid antioxidant that actually has the ability to thicken the mucus layer in the gut. Now, we normally think of mucus as bad, but in our eyes, ears, nose, throat, our digestive tract, we want a mucus layer there because the good bacteria live on that and help that thrive, and that gives us a buffer there. So 5-day max would be for very, very intense support when someone really took something that wiped them out completely, and now they need to replenish at a higher level. So the 100 billion would be for that daily use when they are challenged in such a way, and the 400 billion would be to really help them replenish rapidly in a very, very intense situation.
I like that you're emphasizing these high counts. Some people's eyebrows go up when we talk about taking 25 billion regularly, but 50, 100, 500 billion, and even a trillion in. And I've joked that the national debt should be the goal for probiotic count. And I don't think I'm far off. Having been in this field a long time, the probiotics we used years ago were in the thousands and millions. And we thought that was a lot. And we did get results. My gut instinct, pun intended, is that our guts have become so much more damaged in the last 40 to 50 years. Absolutely. That, you know, mild probiotics won't cut it for most of us. And that C. diff, which is increasing exponentially and is fatal for those with immune problems and the elderly, C. diff can be prevented. And I think it's so frustrating to find that people succumb to it when they don't have to. But I do see the medical community stepping up to looking at the seriousness and the effectiveness of probiotics.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up. You know, we're a supplement company, and what we do is we help people supplement their diet. So even though we have human clinical studies addressing what you just talked about, I mean, and they're very, very, very impressive. We generally are here to really support, but there's some very, very encouraging and information on protecting the gut and even intervening in these types of situations specifically with these clinically studied probiotics. So there's just a lot here that we could really talk about on the probiotics, and so you're absolutely right, because it's popping up, and it shouldn't be anything that's popping up right now. You know, but unfortunately, we are that deficient in probiotics. We are that challenged. With the advent of genetically engineered foods, you know, we find now that they are registered pesticides, and in many cases, they use antibiotics in the process of making genetically engineered foods. So that's more antibiotic exposure on top of everything else. So. It makes it really, really an uphill challenge. You really have to be proactive with it, and I do think the medical community is starting to pay attention at this point.
Well, there's good data, and there are studies. I provide them to my patients, have them share those studies with their physicians. It's, I think, a sad fact that it seems like every other country in the world, except for the United States of America, probiotics were well understood. My understanding is in Europe, if the doctor writes a prescription for an antibiotic, he writes one for a probiotic. So, Rex, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
A lot of good information. And a reminder to the listeners, Garden of Life has a magazine called Extraordinary Health, and it's available in health food stores, including Village Green. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth, every Saturday here at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Please join me this week for my special guests, Michael Heller and Sally Lee of Pillar One Consulting, an HR consulting firm based in Washington, D.C. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin Feldman and Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Reston, Virginia, serving the D.C. area and clients across the country. Visit us on the web at ofplaw.com.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington.
NBC News Radio, I'm Molly Page. A U.S. service member has been killed today in Afghanistan. The military is not providing any details at the moment of how the death occurred. It marks the fourth international service member killed so far this month. At least 385 have been killed so far this year.